How did the Titans deal first pop up? And Mike, can you guys talk, or what was the genesis?
Well, pretty much it was just something that we had talked about as a group here, and we thought about it, and we thought about who we felt would be really good. My background with Mike, felt good about Mike. He's a good person. I think he does a nice job as a coach. I think he's got the right type of mentality, and I thought it'd be good for us. He and I talked, and we thought it'd be great. So we went from there.
Is there something you hope to get out of this traveling this time as opposed to when you hosted the Dolphins?
Well, I think the big thing, more so than anything else, is just fit the schedule, and that's what you do, is if schedule permits it. And if we had the home game, then they would have come to us, but they got the home game, so it worked out nicely, though, that fit very good for us. We were able to break camp the way we did. The players got their day off going into it. Now we'll have two really good days of practice. We'll have a walkthrough on Friday, and then we'll play Saturday.
Does it feel good to be home, even though you got to kind of turn around and go back?
Yes, it does. It did feel good to be around for a couple of days. Camp is not broken for the most part. I'm trying to get these guys to understand, we're still in camp mode. There's a lot of things that we still have to do, but it's a real positive thing to be back here and be at our facility.
Ron, will Cam participate in everything out there? Or?
No, Cam will do, again, as the trainers and Dr. permit. That's what Cam will do.
Samuel slowly inching back.
He's getting a little bit more work. He did a couple things individual wise, and hopefully we can increase that tomorrow and Thursday. He won't go anything live against anybody, but we're going to try and increase his individual work and kind of work him up that way.
What are the particular challenges of a rookie wide receiver missing time as opposed to maybe some other positions?
Well, really just I think it's probably one of the tougher positions because there's so much to learn and so much to understand. A lot of things you do is on the move, and you've got to get a sense and feel for reading things and recognizing things as you're going through your progressions as a receiver running your routes. And then you got to develop the timing with the quarterback, and that's probably the other big thing, too.
How's Kelvin looked?
Kelvin looks very well. He's done a really good job. I think him and Funch are developing into a nice tandem, and then you throw Shep into the mix, you throw Christian into the mix. Bird into the mix, and hopefully we'll get Samuels back and see where he fits, and you see Burson, we feel really good about the combinations that we could have out on the football field.
That catch by Kelvin last game, did you have a good chance to watch that tape?
Oh, absolutely, and he made one out like this again today. So he's really working himself back in shape. He's done a nice job. I think the coaches are demanding of him, and he gets that, and he's trying to perform. So we're really excited about what he's done. And, really, as I said, I really like the combination of what we get from him and Funch. So I think it's a real good positive combination.
Is there any way to defend that catch today?
No. It's one of those things that unless you anticipate it and you can get your jump in, you have a chance. But he's so long and strong-handed that once he can grab that ball, it's tough to knock it out.
I don't know if you already have, but can you talk about your observations on both sides of the ball in practice today?
I was pleased with it. I thought the effort was good, and that's a big part of it, to get the tempo going. I thought defense made some plays today. We missed some opportunities on the offensive side. I like what we were getting with the offensive line. I thought they're working hard. And on the inverse, the defensive line's done some really good things as well. I mean, it was a good day today. As I said, I really like the tempo.
Early in the week, but as far as this Saturday, have you thought about how you want to play guys this Saturday?
Well, a lot of it's going to depend on how we do Wednesday, Thursday. I'm looking at it the same way we did Miami. We had some really good things happen. Some guys really performed nicely when we were able to play them accordingly. So we'll take a look at that and we'll decide.
I'm sure you've already been asked about Cam, but the timing today seemed one play looked good, next play maybe off. Is that just something?
That's something he'll work through. And that's all part of it. It's about getting his rhythm and his timing back with the whole group. I believe the other day he looked very good. You could see it today. He was off here, he was off there. And again, part of it is depending on what he's throwing. If he's throwing red zone, it's completely different as to throwing out there in the middle of the field as opposed to third down. So a lot of it just depends on the situation.
Do you feel like regardless of how the week goes that McCaffrey would be a guy that you're still looking to get a lot of time this Saturday because of things?
Well, again, a lot of it's going to depend on what happens on Wednesday and Thursday.